I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Are you spent? Are you fatigued even after a full night's sleep? Do you use caffeine to keep yourself going? Do you have a diminished sex drive? If you answered yes, you are not alone. So many of us are spent and need help to regain our vitality. Joining us now to tell us how is Frank Lipman, MD. Dr. Frank Lipman has been helping people return to health for more than 30 years. Trained in medicine in his native South Africa, he has worked in hospitals, clinics, and private practices worldwide, from Johannesburg to the rural South African bush to New York City. Once certified in internal medicine, Dr. Lipman went on to study acupuncture, Chinese medicine, functional medicine, herbal medicine, nutrition, yoga, and meditation. He now uses non-drug, non-invasive modalities to address his patients' needs before resorting to drugs and surgery. A pioneer in holistic medicine in 1992, Dr. Frank Lipman founded the 1111 Wellness Center in New York City. Established on the principles of integrative medicine, which combines scientific knowledge with wisdom from ancient traditions, the practice has been a phenomenal success. Dr. Lipman currently tends over 4,000 clients, including a multitude of celebrities clamoring for his help. Dr. Lipman, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you, Lisa.
I'm so happy to have you on the program. Now, Dr. Lipman, in your awesome book, Revive, you start with a story about a woman named Emily that I'm sure so many of us can relate to. Quote, when the alarm rings, Emily groans and hits the snooze button. Lying there dreading the second ring, she feels dead on her feet before she is even on them. Now, you write that Emily sees her doctor, who does some blood work and tells her that nothing is wrong. And luckily, she goes to see you. And you write that you see this all the time. What is going on with Emily, and why are mainstream physicians missing it?
Well, you know, I think a couple of things. One of them is many of us fit into this category that I call the walking wounded or the worried well. We're not sick enough to be in the hospital, but we know we're not well. And we go to the doctor and we get all these tests done, and they're all normal. And the doctor says, well, you're fine, or you're stressed out, or you have a virus. So, that's sort of the general picture that we all see. But then more specifically, I think more and more people today are exhausted just from the pace of our lives. So I think those are the factors. I mean, we have too much on the go. You know, we're looking at our BlackBerries all the time. We're on our computers. We all got too much going on, and we just can't cope with with all these stresses and the pace of life.
Yeah, the pace of life is way too quickly. I wish, I grew up in the 70s, and I look back and I think, I remember my father carried a beeper. We called them beepers back then because he was a doctor. And that was, we understood that. But it seems so weird to me still that everybody has pagers now. I still want to go back to a simpler time. So when you have people that come into your office, I know that you talk about in the book, there's 6 weeks of healing.
I really structured the book on daily tips because everyone's different. Everyone seems to respond differently and take to different types of treatments. Or some people respond to the meditation, the breathing better. Some people respond to the nutrition, the dietary changes. So I really try to structure it sort of on a daily basis, giving people daily tips.
Daily beats are wonderful.
Yeah, and the whole concept is all about rhythm, that we're out of sync with our body rhythms. You know, we evolved over millennia with the cycles and the rhythms of nature, with day and night and the seasons. And these rhythms are imprinted in our genes. So in our genes and biology, we still are ancient ancestors, but we're living at this pace that's much too quick for us. So the book is really structured to get people back in sync with their body rhythms, and that's why I call them daily beats. So it's, these daily tips to get to slow down and get back in rhythm.
Yeah, I like that. You actually write in the book, quote, our bodies were not built to be sedentary or run marathons, exist on nearly no sleep, would live without sun and nature, eat bizarre combinations of processed foods, or subsist on no fat or no carb diets, nor were our brains wired to handle profound amounts of mental and emotional stress. We get spent because our modern lifestyle has removed us from nature and we have become divorced from its rhythms and cycles. So that's exactly what you're saying. And that really spoke to me because I see that so much in my life. You know, even though I'm doing this health show, I tend to get out of rhythm as well. And you talk about a person's total load. What does that mean?
Well, we're all exposed to many, many stresses. So the stress could be from the food we eat. For instance, eating too much sugar is a stress on your body. The toxins in the environment, stress, let's say there's family stress, electromagnetic stress. factors that affect our health. So the total load is all of these factors added together. It's like, you know, the image that I see all the time is a donkey carrying this heavy load. If the load's too heavy, the donkey goes up and just can't carry the load. Or if the truck's carrying a load and the load's too heavy, the truck won't move. But if you take some of that load off, or if the ship's sailing along the water and the load's too heavy and it starts sinking, if you take some of that load off and you throw it overboard, then the ship starts coming up, or the truck starts moving, or the donkey can carry the load. So the total load is all these stresses all together, and what you try to do is decrease them. And, you know, once again, the daily beats, the daily tips are really daily tips to, you know, decrease that load one by one.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And what I love about them is they're actually very doable. You know, I mean, sitting and taking a breath, creating a – no, this is interesting. The Daily Beat one, when I read it, it said create a sweeter life. And I thought, well, that's interesting. It's actually talking about all the – you know, you can create a sweeter life without the sugar, because you talk about taking the sugar out. And I know that that's really important. And you mentioned that. And I also like Daily Beat 2, where you talk about reinventing breakfast. And you talk about there's certain types of foods that we should be eating at certain times of the day. I mean, you have such great information in your book. And I really think that readers are, you know, must appreciate that.
Thank you. Basically, I put 30 years of experience and structured it in terms of Daily Beats, because, I mean, you know, we all have so much on our plates, and if you bombard people with everything at once, it's often difficult. But if you slowly get them into doing, you know, decreasing their total load slowly, like stopping sugar, for instance, is hard enough in itself. But if you stop sugar and you get people to do five other things, exercise, get all the chemicals out their food, whatever it is, it tends to be difficult. So, yeah, and stopping sugar is actually really tough, because I think we're all sugar addicts.
Yeah, it is tough.
And sugar is probably harder to get off than heroin.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. But your book has really good tips to help you, and that's what's so important. And there's one Daily Beat that I really like, Daily Beat 14, don't shit on yourself. Everyone's always shitting on themselves all over the place. Oh, I should have done that. I shouldn't do this. And I think that's so important. It's much more than just, you know, about eating and exercise. It's about your thoughts and the way you treat yourself.
Absolutely. That's just another aspect of the total load, you know, where our mind goes. You know, most of us think of health, of, you know, what we put into our bodies, how we move our bodies. But, you know, where your mind goes, what you're thinking is really important. And most of us live in our heads. Especially in this day and age, you know, we talk about we've got so much going on. We just caught up in our, you know, what we have to do, what we didn't do. So, you know, getting into your breath, meditation is a way of getting out of your head. And don't shit on yourself is just another aspect of that. Instead of getting caught in, oh, well, I didn't do this and I should have done that. And we all do that. So it's just another part of the total load to decrease.
Yeah, and another thing, you have sleep beats, and they're throughout the book, and sleep is so important, and I think people don't take enough, you know, time to really understand that you really need a good night's sleep. And I have a child with special needs, and I haven't slept through the night in 5 years, and it's just the way it is, and it's tough. So I understand what it's like not to get enough sleep.
Sleep is really, really important. I just actually wrote a great piece. It's on my website, drfranklippen.com. It's also on Huffington Post and actually on goop.com on sleep and rhythm, because I think sleep is one of the key rhythms, you know, same as day and night. You know, when we sleep, how much we sleep, how we sleep, I think is key to health.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I've read, too, that if you're not getting enough sleep, then you tend to crave sweeter foods, or you tend to eat more, or you tend to gain weight more easily.
Absolutely, because, you know, sleep is going to affect your hormone system. So when you're not sleeping enough, it's going to affect your hormones, and which is then going to affect your health and how hungry you are and your weight and everything else. So, you know, the beauty of the body, it's all connected, and that's what I really early on learned in Chinese medicine. You know, in the Western world, in not only in Western medicine, in our Western way of thinking, we try to break everything down into its smallest pieces, and we forget that everything's connected, same as we're connected to the environment. What's going on in the environment is going to affect our health as well. So I think, that concept that everything's connected is really important to understand.
Yeah, that is important. And I think, again, looking at the big picture, that's what I like about your book, too, and your philosophy. It's you know, holistic. You know, a lot of times if you go to a doctor, they don't ask, well, what's your stress level like? How are your relationships? How's your work going? It's more about, you know, looking at a single factor. And I think taking the whole picture into account is what makes you so special in your work.
Right, and I think that's often those forgotten pieces, relationships, what's going on at home are really important to health. You know, my experience has shown me that in a way it's easy to change your diet and to start exercising. The hard parts are, you know, what's going on at home. You know, are you in a good relationship? Do you have meaning in your life? I mean, these are things that I think are probably more important to our health than what we eat, but are often forgotten or pushed aside.
Yes, and I think I do believe that we know what I did read a Daily Beat about friendship. I'm trying to find it right now, but there is something
yep.
I believe
just
about
hang
that.
Hang out with friends.
Hang out with friends. Yes.
You know, I think because of our busy lives, we tend to forget that as well. You know, just sitting around a table, spending an hour or two over dinner with good friends, and I think, you know, all these things that, you know, you talked about how we grew up, you know, how you grow up and how life has changed now. So, I mean, I think all of that is healing, you know. You go to these other cultures. You know, I've just been in South Africa. You know, apart from when you're at the sea and life is much slower, you get back into rhythm. But, you know, when you're with friends and you just sit, you know, have dinner for an hour and a half and just chat and have a good time, I think that these are actually... it's healing, and we tend to forget that because we're so busy. I mean, in my New York life, I don't do that as often.
Yeah, yes. Before I had my daughter, we used to have dinner parties all the time, and now we can again. I mean, there was a while it was tough, but she seems like I don't have any friends. Like, all my friends live a half an hour away or an hour away, and, you know, I wish that I could move into a community where everybody knew each other, you know, everyone's next door. It makes it really difficult. And people feel like they're hanging out with Facebook and Twitter, but it's not the same.
And the blue
no,
zones,
not at all.
Yeah, you've read the blue zones?
Mm-hmm, yep.
You know, part of what he found in all these communities where people lived to a ripe old age healthily was community, the whole social aspect of life. I think community is essential, and that's one of the major aspects of life now that I think we've lost. That's a problem.
I think so too.
This movement back to older people going to live in communities, you know, I think is a great one.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, when people come to see you at the 1111 Wellness Center, which I'm hoping to come to. I'm in the Boston area, but eventually when I want it, next time I come to New York, I would love to stop by. I've heard so many great things about it, and I had the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Iyengar last year, and I thought he was wonderful. And are your patients surprised when you bring up this aspect of friendship and community when you're talking about, you know, their health?
No, I think people know it in their hearts, actually.
Yeah.
We've just lost it. So I think they're more surprised when I bring up other points, like, you know, how bad sugar is for them, or when I tell them to get off gluten or dairy. I think these are aspects that most of us know about, just we don't do.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you mentioned the gluten and the dairy, because I don't do either. And I think a lot of people think you either have to have an allergy or you have to have been diagnosed with celiac disease, but that's not the case, that they're both taxing to your system. And Dr. Iyengar said something really funny about, you know, you don't see other animals when they're done nursing from their mothers, you know, stealing milk from different from different animals, and that cracked me up. So,
right. Well, I think it's also there's a spectrum. You know, there's celiac disease where you can't have any gluten, and then there's this huge group of people, and it's just like this gray area between black and white. Where people have a sensitivity to gluten, and you take them off gluten and or dairy, for instance, and people feel so much better. Many of their symptoms go away. So, yeah, I think it's like you're driving your car and your brake pads don't fail suddenly. It's been years and years of wearing down, and it's all this gray area between black and white. So I think it's important for people to realize you don't have to have celiac disease, and you don't have to have an allergy to dairy where your throat closes up, but you can have something in between there which actually affects your health.
Definitely. Well, this has been so interesting, and I encourage everyone to get the book Revive. I mean, it's just so important, and there are things that are doable, and it's going to make such a difference in how you feel. And again, I just want to thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing. I wish more doctors were doing this, you know, really, and I'm hoping that the tide is turning.
The tide is turning.
Good.
The tide is turning,
yeah. That's terrific. And how can people learn more? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you can go to my website, www.drfranklippmann.com. And I've got lots of great, great articles on there. It's just, and I put up a blog 5 days a week, so a new blog, and I have a lot of great guest authors. It's just lots of new information going up every day.
Oh, terrific. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Keep being healthy. Take care. Bye-bye. Dr.